We're on Daf Vav, on the top three lines of top, down, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to bring a Braisa that's going to discuss other Lashonos that maybe work or maybe not work by Kedushin. So we know the official formula is Harei Amikudeshesli, right? The Gemara on Daf Vav says Mikudeshes means that you're separate, you're like holy, like Kedushin, you're separated from me, you're only for me. So he says, Harei Ad Ishti, you are my wife. Harei Ad Arusasi, you are my betrothed. Harei Ad Kenuyali, you are my acquisition, mikudeshes. In all those cases, it's mikudeshes. Similarly, if he says harei atsheli, you belong to me. Harei apirushusi, you are now in my rishus. Harei atzakukali, you are now set for me. You're zakuk to me. All those cases are mikudeshes. Those are all established as mikudeshes because they separate her. He's taking her and separates her from everybody else. The Gemara says, "Why do you have?" It's interesting. The Brice is broken down. It says three demikudeshes and three mikudeshes. Just have them all in one shot. Just say all six and the same mikudeshes. But listen to Kula Chichada. The Brice, or the author of the Brice, should write all the Lashonos as one. Why is he split them up into two? The Gemara says, "Tana telas slash amino vigarsinu." That's how we heard him. That's how we learned him. He learned three once, and he learned three another time. It's easy. Like, all these things that for the Brisos and the Mishnayos are ways for them to remember it. Remember Torah Shabbat Peh. So it's an easy way for him to remember it, I guess, is he broke it down into three, and that's how it's written.
Right. It doesn't say Tabasu anywhere.
Because Tabas would only be if you're using Shavu Kesef. If you're using a Shtar, you wouldn't do Tabas. If you're using Bia, you wouldn't use a Tabas either. So it's Harei Mukadeshes, and whatever you're using. But the Lashon we're focusing on, I mean, what are you supposed to say with Tabasu? I mean, there's no other way. We're trying to focus on the Harei Mukadeshes language. Right, so listen, Kulkachada, Tana, Tlas, Tlas, Amino, Vigarsino. So Yibayilu, now the Gemara is going to ask about other Lashonos to see whether or not those are valid or not. The guy says, Harei Miyuchedes Li, you are single to me, right? Because we're like one, based on the Pasuk in Bereishis, says, V'dab, V'ishtu, V'hailu, Pasar, Echad. So he uses that Lashon, Miyuchedes, Mahu. Does that work for Kedushin or not? Or he says, Harei Miyuedes Li, right, the pasuk is based on Asher Lo Ya'ada. That's by Lashon of a Kedushin by the Amma Avriya. It says Lashon of Ya'ada. Or Mahu, what's it in there? He says, Harei Ezrasi, you are my helper. Ezer Kenegdo, right? Or Harei Negdosi, Kenegdo, right? Zacha Ezer Lo Zacha Kenegdo. All these Lashonos, right, those are from the pasuk of Asalo Ezer Kenegdo. Or he says, Atsurasi. What's Atsurasi? That it's atzurasi means collected, right? Rashi says lashon atzeres shetihin that sefes imi labayis. Rashi says rabosai amru lashon isha atzuralanu. It's mar lashon in Shmuel. Okay, or he says tzalasi, you are like my rib, you know, because he built her from the tzela, right? Segurasi, you are close to me. Or tachti, all those from the lashon of the pasuk and brachos is vayikach achas mitzalosav vayiskor basar tachtena. So you have tzalosi and segura and tachti, the code words. Maybe that these are established as words that can create kedushin. Or he says tifusasi. Also again, why does he break it down to mahu? He just asks them all in one shot. The Gemara doesn't ask that question. He says tifusasi. That's by the lashon and by the sota. The pasuk says there vehi lo nitzpasa. So maybe that lashon works also. Mahu, or he says likuchasi. You're my likuchasi. You're like I bought you. Mahu, what's the din with that? Are those considered lashonos of kedushin? So the Gemara then asks. So the Gemara says pasha miyachada. I don't know the answer to any of them, but I'll answer one of them. Pasha miyachada desanya, because we have a different brayso that says haomer. Guy says to the woman nareyat likuchasi. Harezo mikudeshes. That's valid lashon. Likuchasi is valid lashon. Mishum shenemar. The pasuk says ki yikach ish isha. That's clearly the pasuk we're talking about. That's the pasuk we're always talking about kiddushin. It's a lashon of kicha, right? That's actually we learn kicha with Steyafron. But the lashon of kicha is valid lashon for mikudeshes. Okay. So the Gemara then says fine. Iboilu. I'm going to ask another question. Another lashon is charufasi mahu. The lashon of charufa, like shifcha charufa. We say Shifcha Rufa is a Shifcha who is betrothed to a man. So maybe if he says Hareyat Charufasi, what is the story with that? Is that considered a valid Lashon? So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring another Braisa to answer that. Tesanya, the Braisa says, Ha'omer, Ha'omer says to a woman, Charufasi, he says, Harei Charufasi, Mikudeshas, she is Mikudash, it's valid, right? Shekein B'Yehuda Korin La'arusin Charufa, because in Yehuda, they would cause, they would call an Arusa Charufa, so I guess you go according to the Lashon of the area. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, Yehuda Habe Ruba Da'alma, so what did they call it in Yehuda Charufasi? So that's what they call there. What about everywhere else in the world? So that's valid. Just because they say that in Yehuda, it's going to be valid everywhere in the world. So the Gemara says, "No, you're right." Rather, Hachika Amar. He says, "Ha'omer Charufasi Mikudeshes." If you say Charufasi, it's a valid kiddushin. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the Shivcha Charufa, he says, "V'hi Shivcha Nechrefes L'ish." And the kavod of that pasuk is to a Shivcha who's Mereses. So you see that Lord Charufa is a lashon of Erisin. The Od, and even more so, Shebihuda Korin Larusa Charufa. Because in Yehuda, they call a Charufa an Arusa. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So the Yehuda Va'odakra, if I already have a pasuk that tells me it's valid, will you bring me a rile? And not only that, I'll support it even more than Yehuda. They call, I don't need Yehuda. It's already from the Lashon of the pasuk. It tells me it's a valid Lashon of Kedusha. What does it mean Va'od Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Elahachik Amar, this is the Kavan of the Braisa. Ha'omer Charufasi B'Yehuda. If you say Charufasi in Yehuda, that's valid. Mekudeshes. She came by Yehuda, Korin La Arusa Charufa. Because in Yehuda, they call an Arusa Charufa. So by them, that's a Lashon Erisin. But by the rest of the world, it's nothing, because it's not a Lashon Erisin. So I don't know where the Pasuk go of Hishivcha Nechreves Lish. Where did that go? So Rashi deals with that, I think. He says, right, he says, She came by Yehuda, he goes, Aval Mikra Leka Lemelif. But from the Pasuk, you can't learn that Charufa means Mekudeshes. Tahahu yichud ba'almahu. Charufa just means that yichud. It just means yichud. Sharei b'shivcha kenani sakasim medaber she'ain kedushin tosimbo. Because the pasuk of shivcha charufa is only talking about a shivcha kenanis, right? Because there is a machlokas, and Rashi continues. Umei kara havesaltag daita kemad amar begitin bechatsi shivcha chatsi baschor nakasim medaber. It's a machlokas in Gittin as to what the pasuk of shivcha charufa, the chrefes l'ish, is talking about. Is it talking about a Bas Yisrael? So originally we said it's talking about a Bas Yisrael, and therefore we have a raya from the pasuk. The maskana of the Gemara is, we're going according to Man Dharma, that says that Charufa is only talking, Shifcha Charufa is talking about a Shifcha Kananis. Shifcha Kananis doesn't have the concept of Kedushin, so therefore the pasuk itself is no longer a raya. So we only have a raya from what they do in Yehuda. But the raya in Yehuda is only good for what they do in Yehuda, because anywhere else it doesn't make any difference. Right, Rashi says, that, look at the Tosos. Similar, Mishum Shenemar, it's the second Divra Masa on the page. He says, V'sava dekra mayri b'chatsi shifcha chatsi baschorim or eses le'evet ivri, u'kamandon v'shaleach de'kedushim tosim bo. That's an original Lahav Amina. And then it says, Shekein b'Yehuda korin l'arusa charufa v'dafka b'Yehuda ava ba'al malo, when the rest of the world know, de'kasavar, because at the maskana they're holding, de'vshifcha kenanis akasim medaber, she'ein kedushim tosim bo. That pasuk is talking about the shifcha kenanis, so the pasuk has no bearing on our decision here, only just the vernacular has a bearing, and that vernacular is only valid where that vernacular is used. Okay, that is that. So now the Gemara goes back. It says, all these, like, B'maya Skinan, the Gemara asks. Look at Rashi. B'maya Skinan, the next Rashi. It says, B'hanach lishni dekab ba'ilon yihavi kedushin ilo. So in all those questions, all those statements that we had a shayla or not, what's the case that we're dealing with? We're back in the Gemara. B'maya Skinan. Some people take out the word gita over here. If we're talking about a case where they're not talking about kedusha at all, just out of the blue, all of a sudden he says one of these lashonos. So then, so she has no idea what he's talking about. This is not the regular lashon. They're talking about, I don't know, talking about Donald Trump. And all of a sudden he says harei charufasi. She's like, what is that? How can that work? She doesn't know what he's talking about. You're not involved in that Indian, right? So mina yada maka amrle, ella b'medaber imal ite gitav kedusher. So it must be a case where they're actually discussing. They're discussing and they're talking about shiduchin, right? We get a resume, whatever. So afal gav. So then the Gemara says, but if that's the case, then afal gav du lo amrle. Even if he doesn't say any lashon of kedushin, nami she should also be kedushas. If they're talking about kedushin, and he hands her the ring or hands her the star. or Hezbollah, or I don't know how that would work. But he hands you the ring, or he hands you the shtar, so that would be valid. It's not. How do we know? Because we have a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maaser Sheni that says, "Hayamidaber ima ishal iske kiddushel." She's speaking to the woman about her get or her kiddushin. V'nasan lagita v'kiddushel. And then he hands it to her. He hands her the kiddushin. V'lo perish. Doesn't say anything. He just hands it to her. Rabbi Yosef Omer Dayo. That's sufficient. That's enough. What's the first Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no. Sarich lefarish. He has to explain. V'amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel. And Shmuel said, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. If we're talking about our kiddushin, we're talking about, maybe we'll get married, maybe the wedding, and they're talking all about the idea. Who's going to come to the wedding? Who are you going to invite? And then he hands her the ring. So that's, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's assumed it's a valid kiddushin. So what case are we dealing with when we're asking, these lishonos work? If they're not talking about the kiddushin, they definitely don't work. If they are talking about the kiddushin, they should definitely work.
Okay, so that means it's based on the fact of her understanding of it?
According to this,
these lishonos are. On what works.
These lishonos they're asking, that's based
on. Then according to where you, let's say it's in Yehuda, and everybody in Yehuda talks in one way, it's automatically good. Why would it be a problem then? Are we putting on her, or are we putting on everybody?
Depends where.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
If she has to understand it, or has to be something universally understood because that's intrinsically what makes her a kinyan to him, which one is it?
Let's finish the Gemara. Okay, so let's look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "B'maya skinan." Go back to the Rashi. "B'maya skinan." "B'hanach lishn gavoy lani have a kedushin ilo." So hechi dami, ibish aim edabri mar kodem lachen al iske kedushin. If they're not speaking about iske kedushin at all, v'chein b'hanach lishn gerushin also lashon of gerushin. Shloim edabri mar iske gita. So then mina yada klomer afilu havu hanach lishn lashon kedushin. Even if these lashonos are assumed to be lashonos of kedushin, hechi mikadisha. Why is that? Why was she mikudeshes? Halo yada myka amrla shetitratz litzkadosh but lo. It's out of the blue. Who cares what it means? Even in Yehuda, who cares that there's a valid lishonos of kedushin? She's not even dealing with the parsha of kedushin. She's not even there yet. She has no idea what he's talking about. The context matters. She has no idea what he's talking about. So ella b'medaber, it must be talking about a case where they are discussing potentially the engagement. So then mali, why do I care? Ilo have lishon kedushin. Why do I care about these lishonos at all? Afilu lo amar lo midi nami. Even if he didn't say anything, that's also valid. Elisha nasanlan, we just gave her the ring or gave her the money. Kaimalon da havali kedushin. Rabbi Yossi, we hold that is kedushin. She has to know what you're talking about, whether these are good lishonos or not. She's got to be in the parsha. She's got to be around. You can't just be talking about the sports scores and then all of a sudden throw her a ring. She has no idea what you're talking about. She has to be willing. She's be a willing participant. If you're not even discussing it, she's not a participant because there's nothing to participate in. So the Gemara says, Amri, they answered, La'olam b'medabarima. We're talking about a case where medabarima iska gita v'kudushah. They are discussing about it. Right? O gita, o kudushah, Raj says. It's not the same case. It's hakadis. Each case must be separately. V'idi yayiv lo v'shasik. If they're discussing it, and he says absolutely nothing, he just gives her the kesef of kedushin, so hachinami. You're right, enochinami, she would be mikudeshes, like Rabbi Yossi says. But hacha b'may askinon, but what are we talking with over here? Diyahiv lova amr la bahani lishne. He gives it to her, and then he says these words. So kolam osif gareya. By adding these words, he may have potentially destroyed the kedushin, if they're not valid lishonos. V'hachi kamibayile. Hani lishne the kedushik amr la. Are these lashonos of kedushin? O dilma de la malacha kamala, or maybe he just his kavana was that he would work for her, she would work for him. I guess that's
so
what it means.
The kedushin would make her.
So teku, leave it alone.
The kedushin would make her a slave to him, or a slave to him.
No, an employee.
Employee.
Right.
But you don't use a lashon of kedushin for employees.
But you're not using lashonos of kedushin according to the mandamer. According to mandamer, these lashonos don't equal kedushin; they equal something else. If it was clear that it was Lashon of Kedushin, then she would be Mukudeshes. Right, Rashi says, Hachi nami, the Mekacha Kerbiosi, the Amrina, Mistama, Lashem Kedushin, Lashem, he called Lashem Lakach. That's talking about Kedushin, hands of the star, Mistama, it's all about Kedushin. Aval Hashta, the Parish, Hanit Lishne. But now that he says one of these Lashonos, Im Lashem Kedushin, Hanis Kacha. If we establish these are the Lashonos of Kedushin, then she would be Kedushin. The Im Lashem Lavola Sos Malachto, if the Lashonos are just hiring her to do work, regila b'daito she'enu chafetz the kach shalachsav. So maybe he's saying, you know what, we're talking about kedushim, but hareyat charufasi. Not now. Just do some work for me. I'll hire you. So then that's the shayla that the Gemara is having. So Reina Chanami, if you're discussing about Iske Kedushin, hands in the ring, it doesn't say anything, so clear that he's continuing the conversation. But if you're having the conversation about Kedushin, hands in the ring, and says one of these Lashonos, that's our shayla. If this is a Lashon of Kedushin, then it's fine. If it's not a Lashon of Kedushin, maybe he meant something else. So Gemara says, Teku, we'll leave these unanswered for now. You probably have to like paskin l'chumra and say that, you know, if you want to marry somebody else, you might need a get from somewhere. I don't know. You have to look in the postgame how to paskin. Okay. So Gufa, going back. So man's talking to a woman about, let's just do the kedushin case. They're talking about shiduchin, about getting married and what to do. V'nasan la gita v'kedushah v'lo pirish. She gives, hands over the kesef, hands over the star. He doesn't say anything. Keeps it quiet. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says, that's enough, and she's mekudeshes, because they're dealing with that inyan, and they're dealing with that inyan, and they're also, the inyan doesn't say anything, it's just a continuation, and therefore they're engaged, luckily engaged. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, sarach lefaris, even when they're discussing it, and he hands it over, he says, you have to say, hareyat mekudeshes, that you have to, or whatever the lashon, a good lashon, a valid lashon.
Okay, let me go back to just two lines on both here. Lashon agita v'kudeshesel.
Mm-hmm.
What did she give him for Kedusha Seva, the ring?
Either the ring or the star.
The star. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just lost
it for a second. Okay, so I go for Hayim Adabri Meishim, Aliske Kedusheha, Venos Nagita Vikedusheha, Velo Piresh, Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sarach Lefarish. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now Shmuel is discussing the Shita Rabbi Yossi, who says that Tikdushin Achal, even if he doesn't say anything, Vihu Sha'asukim Ba'oso Inyan. They have to be dealing with that Inyan. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about that. V'chein, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Rav Lazar said the name Rav Oshia, V'hu Shasukim Oso Inyan. That they're dealing with that. They're not talking about anything else. I guess that's what they're still dealing with. Rashi says, V'hu Shasukim, Hadik Amar Rabbi Yossi Dayo, V'hu Shasukim, Medibor Iske Kidushem Achas Nesina. They're not talking about anything else. Up to the moment of handing over the ring, that's what they're talking about. In the midst of the conversation about the Kedushin, he hands over the ring. So Shmuel says, "Oh, you also Inyan, right?" They both say that, and now they say Kitanoi. But there's a machlokes Tanoim regarding this. Rabbi Omer v'Hushasukim also Inyan. Rabbi says that it has to be in the middle of the conversation about the kiddushin. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afapish and Asukim also Inyan. Even if they're not about Asukim also Inyan, they were talking about it, and then they changed the conversation a little bit, and then he hands it to her. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that's still valid. So Gemara says, "Wait a second, if they're not talking about it, and he hands it over, why is that better than giving all the... He doesn't know what he's doing, not even talking about it. So, how does he know what he's talking about?
Because they were just talking about it right before.
But they're not talking about it now.
Okay, but
they're not talking about it now. So the Gemara says, similar to what you're saying, they may not have been talking exactly about getting engaged, but they're talking about like the engagement and marriage stuff. You know, how many place cards are we going to set? Who's going to be invited? So they're not talking about actual kiddushin, but they're talking about things that are relevant to the kiddushin. But if they start going on to a different topic and they start talking about, you know, that the Republicans are canceling their debate because there's an AIPAC convention, then it's not going to be a valid kiddushin. Let's look at Rashi. He says, "May inlan inyan towards the bottom, shapasku miladaber b'kiddushin mamish." They're still talking about the shidduch. They're just not talking about the engagement. How much are you going to have in the dowry? The kama sados yesh lecha lisparas mehem. All about the financial matters that are very crucial and you know the reason why people get married. That's what they're discussing about. They're also talking about the financial aspects. So that would be valid. But again, if they go to a different topic completely, then it wouldn't be valid. And Amar Ravuna, Amar Shmuel, halachic Rav Yossi. The halach is like Rav Yossi, that she's speaking, that they're talking about iskei kiddushim, and gives it a mamot, it's mekudeshes, but it doesn't seem to say give me the halacha of whether it has to be mamish talking about it right now, or it can be me'inyan le'inyan, if that's valid also. Okay. So Amar Le Rav Yemar Le Rav Ashi. The Ella had Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. There was another statement by Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel who said, if you're not a bucky, in the halachos of Gittin and Kedushin. Not that you learned the Daf Yomi. You have to learn the halachos. If you're not a baki in the halachos of Gittin and Kedushin, lo ye esik imayim. Don't be a dayan regarding Gittin. You shouldn't be a matmisar in Kedushin. Then maybe you'll mess up and you'll be matar arayot. You'll mess up. You got to really know the halachos. So there's this esoteric halacha of that if they're medaber iske Gittin and Kedusheha and you give her the ring without saying anything, that's a valid Kedushin. Is that, do you have to know that halacha as well in order to be, or is that such a like non-typical occurrence? And it doesn't go into the list of things that you have to know in order to be Masada Kedushin. So Gemara says, right? Even if you didn't hear that, Hadar Avuna Amar Shmuel, does that, if you didn't, Afilu Lo Shomalei Hadar Avuna Amar Shmuel, basically it's a question. Even if you know this, even if you don't know this seemingly esoteric halacha, are you considered not an expert and therefore you're not permitted to do Gittin and Kedushin? Shomalei Enoch Nami says, yeah, you have to know everything, all about it. Even if you don't know this, that means you're not considered a bucky, and you can't. You should not be a Masada Kedushin, or you should not be somebody Masada Gittin. Okay. Right, so Shmuel had mentioned before, he had all these other Lashonos. Right, we had Shilohs about certain Lashonos by Kedushin, whether they were valid or not. Now the Gemara mentions a bunch of Lashonos by Gerishin. And I'm pretty sure we saw this Gemara like at the end of Gittin, like towards the end, like in the Peis, so a couple of weeks ago, last week even. So Pshita, Nasan sorry, Becheve Gershin, Nasan La as Gita of Amar La Hareit Mishulachas, you were sent away from me. Hareit Migureshas, you were also sent away from me. Hareyat Muteris L'Choladam, you are permitted to everybody else. Harehi Migureshas, oh, it was Becheve, okay, you are considered Migureshas. What? Okay, thank you. So Pshita, Pshita, it's Dabar Pasha, Nasan La Gita, if he gives her the get, the Amar La the Ishto, and says to his wife, Hareyat Bat Chorin, you are considered a free woman. In other words, you're confusing the lashon of a shichur for a slave with the lashon of a get for a woman. So he says harayat bat chorim, which is the lashon you're supposed to give to a shivcha, lo amr v'lo klum. That doesn't count at all, right? Rashi says lidgarish im kasa lashon of a get she'ein ze lashon gerishin. That's not the lashon of gerishin. What do you mean harayat, right? Harayat bat chorim. What was she till now? She was a slave till now. She was a free woman till now. Also, she was married, but she wasn't an encumbered servant. She's a married woman. So he says, and it's also Pashut, Amar la Shivchaso, he says to his Shivcha, Hareyat Muteris L'Choladam, you're now permitted to marry anybody. Lo Amar lo Klum. That's also no good, because that's not the Lashon of an emancipation doctrine for a Shivcha. Because she's not Muteris L'Choladam, because she can't marry Evan anymore. She's not Muteris L'Choladam. So that's Pashut, if you mix up Lashonos. However, the suffix is, Amar la Ishto, he says to his wife, Harey Atla Atzmech, you now are to you. Belong to you.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. Is he saying that now? You're on your own now. That means that you are an independent contractor. You work for yourself. Or he says merely completely. You're on your own. You're out of my house. So that's a suffix. So Amala Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Tashma. Let's learn a varaya. It says the sign. I think it's a Mishnah. It's a Tznag. Right? Right? It's a Mishnah on our Pehe. So Gufo Shel Shtar Shichur. The get the text of a star shichur by Evah Kanani is Hare Atah Ben Chorin. You are a free person, or Hare Atah La Atzmecha, or you are to yourself.
Shouldn't be
at. No, it's a get shichur. You also can have an Evah Kanani. You can be a male. So Hare Atah Ben Chorin, Hare Atah La Atzmecha. So Hashto, we learned a Kabbal Chomer. Now Ma Evah Kanani. When it comes to an Evah Kanani, the Karnele Gufe, that is a king and a guf on the Evah Kanani. Ki amrle hare atala atzmecha, and when he says hare atala atzmecha, you are now for yourself. Legamrei ka amrle, it's clear from here that that means completely for yourself. You're out of my house. So then, isha by a woman, the lo kanle gufa, where there's no kinyan guf, lo kol shekin, that this lashon should work. This lashon works completely because it means you are out of my house completely. Because by the Evah Kanani, it can also mean hare atala atzmecha. You can maybe it means you can work and you can keep your own ma'aseh yadayim. It doesn't. The Bryce says that if you say hare atala atzmecha, it means you're completely free. So to completely out of my house. So too by the woman, say Hare Atal Atzmech, that means you're completely out of my house, and that's a valid lashon of divorce. Okay. Next suffix. Next lashon. Amalei Ravina Laravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Amar La Avdo, man says to his Evah Kanani, Ein Li Esek Bach, I have no dealings with you anymore. So my, what's the halacha? Mi Amrina, do we say when he says Ein li esek bach l'garmi k'amrla? It means I have no dealings with you anymore completely, and therefore he is free. He goes free. O Dilma, or maybe the malacha amrla, or maybe his kavan is that I'm just freeing you from the malacha. You don't have to work for me anymore. Whatever you want to do, work, it's for you. But you, I have no dealings. I have no financial dealings with you anymore. So amrla Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman answers back to him. It has to be a different Rav Nachman because the shaila has to be because the shaila is Ravina to Rav Ashi, and right, and Rav Nachman is answering him. So it has to be a different Rav Nachman because original Rav Nachman, real Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman one is well before Rav Ashi. Right, so the Rashash changes the gears to Rav Chanin, but it can't be regular. So Amalei Rav Nachman the Rav Ashi, but Amri La Rav Chanin Mechosa Rav Ashi, and that's the second gear. Says Rav Chanin Mechosa says to Rav Ashi, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Hamocher Abdul Ovi Kachavim. Guy sells his eved to an Akum. You're not allowed to do that, right? Because by the guy he can't do mitzvos, and eved kanan he is mechuyev the mitzvos like a woman. If you sell him to the guy, you can't do that. So there was a knas chachamim if you sold your eved to a guy. That you have to redeem him, even up to 10 times his value. And the knas is also, once you redeem him, you have to free him as well. You have to emancipate him. That was the knas. So, Hamocher Adol Leovik Chavim, Yotze Lecherus. He has to, when you buy him back, he has to go free. Vitzarech Get Shichur and Rabbi Rishon. You have to give him a Get Shichur. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon Megamliel Bamedvar Memorim. When did we say that you have to give him a Get Shichur? Is Shelo Kasev Alav Ono. Is that when he sold him, he didn't write an Ono. Aval Kasev Alav Ono, but if he did write an Ono, Zeu Shichruro. That would be considered his get shichur. So hechidami ono. What is an ono? So Amar Sheshes the Kasav lay that the Adon wrote to the slave Kisha Tivrach Mimenu. If you are successful in running away from this guy who I just sold you to, Ein li esek b'cha. I have nothing to do with you. So lashon of Ein li esek b'cha is clearly a good lashon for get shichur. So if he says Stam Ein li esek b'cha, that's a lashon of shichur, and it would emancipate the get completely. Okay. Sorry? Okay. So, the Mishnah, originally Mishnah on Daf Beis, told us that a woman is nicknamed with Kinyan Kesef. You have a Kinyan Kesef. Now the Gemara's are talking about, discuss all the certain permutations about Kinyan Kesef. What is considered Kesef for Kiddushin, and what is not considered Kesef for Kiddushin. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says, HaMikadish B'milva, if you use alone to try to create Kiddushin, Ena mikudeshes. She's not mikudeshes, and that doesn't work. But if you say hare, right, you mikadesh bahanaz milvo with the benefit of the loan mikudeshes. That is mikudeshes. The aser lasos came at meharamas ribis, but you're not allowed to do that. You shouldn't be doing that because it smacks of it looks like ribis. So what's the case of mikadesh bimilva, and what's the case of hanaz milvo? So Rashi says hamikadesh bimilva, the amar hiskadshi li bimilva shehilvi tich. Guy already had loaned money to a woman on Monday, and he comes on Wednesday and he says, you know that money they loaned to you? Use that in Harei Mekudeshes. So we say, Eina Mekudeshes. That doesn't work. Why? Rashi says, the Kicha Mistei Ephron Gamrinan. We learn Kicha Mistei Ephron. The Yahid Midi Bishas Kiddushin. You have to give her something at the times of Kiddushin. And this, I think, is another reason. When you gave her the money, you gave her that money to use. The second you have that money, a milva is to be used. When a borrower pays back, he's paying back different money. The money is given to him, he's kone it. It's his for now, with an obligation to return an equal value. But at the moment of the Kiddushin, you're not giving her anything. What she has already is already hers. And at this moment in time, you're not giving her anything. So there's no Kiddushin. But Hanas Milva Mikudeshes for Asur Lasos came. When Hanas Milva, Rashi says, Mifar Shlova Azil. That's what we're going to discuss right now. Hanas Milva will work. So, Hai Hanas Milva, this Hanas Milva, that Abaye says that if you're Mikadesh with that, it's Mikudeshes, except that there is an Isser of Haramas Ribis. Hei Chidami, what is the case? What's the case of that? So, Ilema de Azakva, if we say that he loaned the money with Ribis to begin with, Rashi says, Ilema de Azakva. Meikara arba b'chamisha. He says, "I'm loaning you 4, and you're paying me back 5." V'hashta armala hiskachi li bezuz hachamishi, and you owe me. You'll mikadosh me with the 5th zuz. I'm not sure what that means, but the 5th. I didn't give you the 5th zuz, but maybe it means mikadosh me. Well, I'll forgive you on the loan of the 5th zuz. I'm not sure. Gemara says that can't be it because the Gemara says that this is ha'aramas ribis. Right, the whole ribis my alexaku. That's full fledged ribis. I'm loaning you X and you're paying me X plus. Right. That's the definition of ribis. Right? The ode hainu milvah. But He says also, that's the milveh. It's the same case. I loaned you the money. There's no, why would that be valid? It's already talking about money that's already in her hands. Granted, it's in her hands, quote, illegally. She shouldn't have to pay that back. But it's already in her hands. He didn't give her anything at this moment in time. So that can't be the case. So he says, lo tzricha, the arvach lazimna. He extended the time of her loan. Look at Machlokas Rashi tells us what this means. We're going to go with Rashi. He says, the arach lazman. Rashi has different gears. The arach lazman. You see that in the Rashi? Lo tzricha, the arvach lazman halvaso. He extended the time of the loan. The amar, and law. And he says to her, his kachi, you should be betrothed to me, behana azo, with this hana, she'at hayit no tenis pruta la'adam she'ifaseni al-kacholi. You theoretically would have paid somebody a certain amount to appease me to extend the loan period. So that hana, I'm extending the loan anyway. So that hana, that amount, that has a value to it, because you would have paid X amount of dollars for it, right? She'ifaseni al-kacholi. So with that value, you're in mikudash me. So right now in time, I'm giving you something. I'm giving you the benefit. I'm giving you basically this the hana that you have from not. I don't think it's tangible, but it's something that I'm giving you.
You're saying the hana of the extension is what she's getting.
The hana that she would have had to pay. Right. So the Gemara then. Right. I think so. That if you would, the hana that you would have had to pay. Here you're talking about the hana that you would have had to pay somebody else to convince me. Rashi continues. The kolshik at the bottom. Kolshikim imochel akola milva. Kolshikim, if he says amochel you the milva to begin with. The amar leiskachli b'hanos mechilazo. Whatever that value is, that is the hashkahu de kayov le hachpruta dasmav. That's definitely considered good. So that's hanos milva. The hanos milva would be that the amount of money. That the benefit of the hana that you had, that you no longer have to go to somebody to pay him to convince me to extend the loan. Rashi says that's not real ribbis, because it's not part of the loan. He never told her an exact price. He never told her anything. So that would be a valid kedushin, but we don't let you do that because it kind of looks like ribbis, because it kind of looks like she's expending more to pay back the loan, which looks like ribbis, even though it actually isn't. Okay. Tosos says they're talking about a third party. If you look in Tosos, the Arvach Lo Zimna, in the middle it says Lekain Peir Shebeinu Tam. He says the Ayri Hacha Shehaisa Chayevus Maos Lo Adam Acher. Right, she owes money to a third party. V'higias Mano Liparo, and it came time the debt came due. Ubazeh, and the Chasson comes. V'nosing the milva pruta, he gives a pruta la'aruche la'zimna. He pays for the extension. He pays for the extension to somebody else. V'kitcha ba'oso hana, and he's mekadosher with that hana. To go through Tosafot, explain why he goes that way.
So he actually didn't give something.
But he didn't give it to her. He gives it to somebody else. He's not the lender. Okay, because Tosos thinks that the case of Rashi is more in lines of ribbis, because you're actually now getting a benefit directly from the lender. Okay, next, Amar Rava says, guy gives money to a person and says to him, Halach mana, here's this mana, al menashe tachsi rehuli, on condition that you return it to me. So he's doing some sort of financial transaction. But I'm giving you the money just for the purpose of, you know, of establishing the transaction, and then you have to return the money to me. So Gemara says, Bimecher, if he's coming to buy something, he's buying karka, Rashi says, he's going karka, the kaimel kamachu nikne bekesef, ain't a nikne bekach, the love me diavli. He's not calling anything, because he didn't give the seller anything, right? Bimecher lo kana. So too, Beisha, if you come to Mekadisha woman with Kedusha kesef, and gives her money, I'll menash that you give it back to me, then ain't a mekudeshes, because he didn't give her anything. And also, be pidgin or ben. You want to come to do pipoda your son, and he gave the kakoe and the chamisha slayim, amanashi achzirem, on condition that you return it back to me. He didn't give him anything. It's no good. Ain't beno padoi. The son is not redeemed. Right? Even if he goes ahead and returns the money to him.
But the kohen has to give it back as a gift, though.
He doesn't have to.
If it's given to the Kohen,
he doesn't have to.
As long as you give back his gift, he can't use the money.
Can't use it, right?
It has to be the Kohen's own money with nothing, no strings attached.
Right.
If the Kohen says, Dan, I'm not giving it back to
it
you.
It is.
That's it.
It is.
And if the Kohen wants to give it back on his own volition, he's allowed to.
He gives it back equal value.
He can give whatever he wants.
Kick him that.
Okay, he can give
it. It's his to give, what? But he doesn't have to give it.
No, I understand that.
Right. No, he doesn't have, but...
The times, I was at Pinyan Ben, and the father brought borrowed coins to give to the Kohen to use.
He can't use that.
And he can't use it. The Kohen happened to have bought his own coins. He says, I'll sell you my coins. And he gave it to me.
Right.
That's what he did.
Change the sample.
Should have sold it for a high price.
I offered $100 per coin. The guy didn't want to give it back.
He wanted the coins.
He wanted the coins.
Okay.
It happened to my brother. He had 2 pigeons in a bed for that reason. Because the Kohen...
But this
pigeon, I mean, I offered it back. 30 years later, we had another
pigeon. All right, but to talk about the...
Same coins to my sons.
So how'd you get them back?
How'd you get that?
Gave them back to you. Kohen gave them back to them.
It's only one.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay, ain't been opadoy, but by truma, but if it's by truma, he gives the truma to the Kohen on condition that the Kohen returns the truma, yatsi yedei nesina. That is a valid nesina, so when the Kohen gives it back to him, he can now take this truma and then sell it, small market, because he can sell it only to Kohanim, but it belongs to him and he can keep the profit. But va'asol asos kain, but you're not allowed to do that with truma, because v'pnei nire ki Kohen ha-misayeya be-beis hagronos, because it looks like the Kohen is helping you with your work in the base hagronos. What's the problem with that is? Rashi says, va'asol asos kain, it's the last short line in Rashi, va'asol asos kain, lefi she-bischar zeh yitin lo sha'archun musav. This truma I want to get back, so I'm giving it to you on condition you give it back to me. It looks like they're striking some sort of deal that because you're doing this, I'm going to give you all the rest of my truma. V'habe hai kohen, this kohen ke kone truma bischaro. Looks like he's buying the truma with work, right? U'misayei v'beis agrona she'itin lo tatruma, and he's working for him in order to get the truma. U'tami b'choros, we learn in Gemara b'choros, sure we remember that, the kohanim ha'misayim v'beis agronos, the kohen that works in your warehouse, ein nosen lehem truma ma'ishos b'scharon. You can't pay them with the truma. V'im also kein cholu. If you did, you were machal it, but nevertheless you shouldn't. V'alei because of Omer, Chasam Bris Halevi. They destroyed the Bris Halevi. So that works. The Gemara asks, Mimanashach, if it's not working by the other three cases, why is it working by the Truma? If it's working by Truma, why is it not? Matana, that's Gemara asks. Maika Sava Rava. What does Rava hold? Ika Sava, if he holds Matana, Manasal Hachesh, Matana, then Matana on condition of return is considered a valid Matana, Safila Kulanami. Then in all these other cases, it should be valid. Right. It's a valid Nasina with the condition attached to it that you have to return it to me. So then, all these other cases, by the Mechor, the Kedushin, the Pidgin of Ben, that should be a valid Nesina. So why does it say by Mechor and by Kedushin, the Pidgin of Ben, it doesn't work? The Ika Savar, and if Rava holds Loshma Matana, it's not a valid Matana, so I feel a Truma Namilo. Then even by Truma, it has to, the Din should be, that it's not Yotzi, then Yichiyuv, because it's not considered a valid Nesina. So the Gemara Ode, and even more so, HaRava Hudama, Rava Beferu says somewhere else, that matana manas lahachshish ma matana. We know he holds matana manas lahachshish matana. Where do we know that? The Amar Rav, this famous Gemara in Sukkah. A guy says to his friend, "Halach esrog zeh. This is your esrog. It belongs to you, and you can be yotzi the mitzvah of natilus esrog and lulav on Sukkos. Amanasha taksi regli on condition that you return it to me. So nitalo the mekabel took it, the hechziro and then returned it back to him. Yotza. Then he's yotze. But the imlav. And if he doesn't return it, lo yatsa, because it's not mekayim b'tanai. It's only yours on condition that you return to me. And Rava says if he returns it, it was a valid shaking of the lulav and esrog. Because matana manas lahachzer is a valid matana. So we see clearly that Rava holds it's a valid matana. So why in these cases is Rava saying, by the mecher, by the kedush, and by the pidgin of ben, is he saying it's not a valid nesina? It should be a valid nesina according to Rava. So Ella, Amar Ravashi says, bikulo kani. No. We quoted it wrong. In all these cases, we are kone levar leisha, except for the case of isha. So matana manas lahachzer will create a kinyan for a karka. It will create the pidgin of ben, and it will create nesinas truma, but it will not create a kedushin. Why not? Why is kedushin different? Levar me isha lefisha ein isha nicknames bechalipin, because we said on Daf Gimel that a woman is not kone nicknames bekedushin. So what does that mean? With Chalipin. Why not? So what does that mean over here? He says, look at the last one of Rashi, V'halik Chalipin Damin. This case is similar to Chalipin, the Kikinyan Sudar, the Eno Elo Ochezu Makziro. Because that's when Kikinyan Sudar, you return the object. You return, so to here, you return the object. So it looks like a kinyan chalipin, and therefore it's not going to be valid because it could be confused with kinyan chalipin. Let's look at Tosfos for a second. And Amale Rav Huna Mar Brei the Rav Nachman Ravashi. So Rav Huna Mar Brei the Rav Chemia said to Ravashi, Hachi Armina Mishmei the Ravik Kivasayich. You know what? Not only Ravashi came to it by based on his own logic, but came Rav Huna said to Ravashi that not only is your logic correct, but that's how I actually heard Rava quoted. In other words, the way that we quoted Rava originally was incorrect, but I heard Rava quoted the way you said. So Tosso says, "Levar mi isha lefisha ein isha niknes bechalipin." He says, "V'im tomar b'may dama lechalipin." In what way is this case similar to chalipin? Imishum the chalipin hadri. If we say because in chalipin you return the suda, you return the handkerchief, right? Habe chalipin. That's just what's done, but it's not. You're not obligated. You could keep. Tosfos points out, you could keep the chalifin, right? Ha bechalifin gufayu amar ben adarim beperek shutvin the e tofis la mitpase. If you keep it, you keep it. Don't tell me it's just the chalifin. That's not the halacha by chalifin. You could keep the sudar, right? Venir lari the lav chalifin. No, this is not like chalifin. Umi derabanan who the lo havi kedushin. So it's in derabanan. Rashi seems to indicate it's aser umi deraisa. It doesn't work deraisa. Tosfos says only me din derabanan who the lo havi kedushin. Lefisha derech haolam lahasir chalipin. The derech of the world is to return the chalipin. You return the pen to the rabbi so we can do mechiras chametz to the next guy. You don't want to keep it because then he has to keep having a lot of a bag of bix to hand out. It doesn't. They don't do that. Right? Lefisha derech haolam lahasir chalipin. Vahani ke ein chalipin damu. And this is similar. Va'asal imaymar. And you might come to say isha niknes b'chalipin hilchach. It's another case of Havkal's Kedushin. Because really it's Valar Midoraisa, it's just a Din Derabbanan. That's why I wanted to point it out. So Teda, to eat Kichalipin Damu, because if it is like Chalipin, so b'mecha, if you say that this Maton al Manach Lahachzir is the same thing as Chalipin, Heyach Kona Bahai Mana. How can you be Kone with this Mana? Ha Ein Matbeya Nase Chalipin. Right? You're giving him a coin. You can't use a coin for chalipin. So how could it can't be the same thing as chalipin, because it doesn't, this is an invalid chalipin, because you're dealing with a coin. Pigeon haben, lami yeb banoi padoi b'chalipin, halo kesef heishkolim ksiv halo chalipin. You have to give him money. You can talk, by pigeon haben, it's handing over the money, it's not a din of chalipin. So therefore, Tosfos says that this is really a din de rabbanan, that it would work, but tafkin rabbanan kedushin minei, because it's similar to the way people normally do kedushin, which is returning the object. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have an excellent day.